Hey there. It's been a while since we last talked. I hope you're okay. I tried calling you earlier this afternoon, but you weren't answering, so we were probably busy with someone or something. But yeah, I miss you, bitch. I know that it's super late. Yeah, I just really need to tell someone about the thing that happened earlier today. I hope you can keep this a secret because don't know, I trust you and it's kinda dirty. I don't know how you would react once you listen to it, but I know that you're a pretty cool person, so it'd probably be very objective about it. I just really need to tell someone because I've been trying to fall asleep for the past hour and I just couldn't stop thinking about it. I think I just need to finally let it out of my chest and share it with some other human being. Okay, I'm gonna stop rambling and just start telling the story. Okay. Do you remember the carinderia that we always go to for lunch? I went there at around 11 to go get lunch because I was too lazy to prepare anything. And it's Sunday, so the place is quite empty. And then, yeah, I just got some chicken adobo and some rice and some vegetables since you keep telling me to eat my vegetables. So there you go, I ate vegetables today for lunch. And yeah. Going back to the story. So, you know that the carinderia is an open area, right? So there's just tables and chairs and under a tent, and then there would be stray animals around begging for food. Oh, yeah. And there's. Oh, sorry. What did I do? I think I'm starting to feel sleepy, but what happened? Yeah, there's this dog who was sitting by my feet. I think he was, well, he was obviously begging for me to give him some of my chicken adobo because it smells really good, so he was just standing there, or sitting. I can't even remember. He was sitting. And he was looking at me with these puppy eyes. And he looked so cute. He wasn't a big dog. He was like, I don't know, maybe a Labrador or something. But he was not a purebred one. You know how the stray dogs are. Anyway, he was a brown dog. And then he had a cute brown nose. And yeah, I found him cute. So I've always been curious about the thing that I watched. I accidentally watched. While I was looking for porn the other day. Yeah, so I was looking at animal porn. Oh my god, I'm really telling you this. Okay, yeah, sorry about the rambling. So I was intrigued about the doggy porn that I accidentally watched the other day. And I wanted to see if the dog's cock would actually be as big as the one that I watched in a video. I don't even remember what the cock in the video looked like. Maybe it's a repressed memory. there was this empty chair beside me, and I lured the dog onto the chair by placing a piece of meat on the table. So what the dog did was he got up on the chair and sat beside me, and he started eating the piece of chicken. As he was doing that, oh my God, I started scratching his head down to his back, and I wasn't. It's so crazy. So I was scratching the dog, and he seemed to be enjoying it because he was arching his back onto my hand while I was giving him scratches. And with my other hand, I just started lightly, very, very lightly touching the sheath where his cock is hidden, because I really, really wanted. I was really curious, okay? I really wanted to see how the dog's cock would look like in real life, or how it would feel like. Would it be warm? Would it be veiny? How big would it be? Would it be wet? So I was just being curious, okay? Don't judge me. Anyway, I was lightly stroking the sheath, the dog's cock through the sheath. I was gently massaging it, and I was so nervous. I had to look around if there were other people in the area. I didn't want to get caught with my hand full of doggy cock. So I just continued stroking the dog's cock until I could feel the actual cock stiffen and get really, really hard. So I just kept doing that until it popped out of the sheath. I was so surprised at how big it was. I mean, I couldn't even wrap my hand around it. Well, you know that I have small hands, but then I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. It was just so hard and so veiny, and it kept bobbing. Like, I don't even know why it does that. Maybe it's contractions or something. And the tip was, I really touched the tip. I just took my time, observing. I was just observing this dog's cock. It was so hard and so warm and very, very veiny and purple. And the tip was kind of wet. Not really, really wet, just a bit of moisture on the tip. And then, the dog was just sitting there, not really minding what I'm doing to him. I'm sure it's probably confused as to why this strange woman is suddenly fondling him. But then, I just gave him a piece of my chicken again, because all this entire time I was touching him, he was just staring at my plate of food. So, okay, fine, whatever, you can have my chicken. Okay, what did I do next? Oh my God. The way that I'm telling this story is as if I spent a long amount of time just fondling this dog, but in reality, it happened really, really quickly. I just can't believe I actually did that, which is why I have this so many side comments. I can't help it. I'm so sorry. Okay, so I was just touching this dog's cock, and I got this weird, crazy, actually, crazy idea to give it a hand job. Yeah, yes, I gave a doggy a hand job at our local carinderia, so it's crazy. I know. Please bear with me. I hope you're not grossed out by my story. Yeah. So I was just sitting there with my hand grabbing, lightly touching the dog's cock in my hand and slowly jacking it. I was trying to look at the dog's face to see how it would react, but it doesn't really give a fuck, I think. It's just sitting there. And then I just started touching its balls to feel if it would contract the same way a guy's balls does when having sex. Yeah, so it was contracting a little bit, so I just started jacking it faster and holding my hand tighter around the doggy's cock. And then I was surprised because the dog actually stood up on all fours on the chair, but it was just looking at nothingness. It looks like he's just trying to enjoy what I'm doing to him. So I just continue what I'm doing, jacking the dog really quickly. And then I could start to feel the knot getting bigger. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. I strongly recommend that you Google it if you're not. It's interesting. Yeah, so the dog has this knot and it's starting to bulge. And I start to pop it out of the sheath with my other hand while I'm still jacking him with my left hand. And the dog just started squirting little bits of cum onto the chair. So I just kept doing what I was doing, jerking the dog really, really quickly now. And then what he does is he just starts thrusting into my hand uncontrollably, like he's trying to fuck a baby onto my hand. And then, yeah, he started shooting lots and lots of sperm onto the chair. And I just couldn't help but watch. It was so mesmerizing to watch. The dog came so much onto the chair. Yeah, it was my first time seeing a dog's cock and a dog's cum. So I was just sitting there in shock. I'm not even jacking the dog's cock right now. It's just thrusting onto my hand on its own. And I just sat there like that, holding my hand out to the dog's cock for it to fuck until it stopped coming. And then I let go of the dog's cock and I think I wiped it onto my pants because I'm such an idiot. And so I have doggy cum on my pants when I came home from work. Yeah. I couldn't help but just stare at the dog's cock because it's still so throbbing and it's so thick and it's
bobbing up and down. And then, yeah, the dog looked like he had a good time. I don't know, I can't tell. I have no idea. But then he probably got bored of just sitting there next to me. So he got off the chair. Since I don't have any chicken anymore, so he's probably no longer interested with my company. And then, yeah, he just walked away. With his cock still bobbing, though, I don't know. I don't know if the owner of the karinderia will see it. It would be so fucking weird. But whatever. Yeah. I had to wipe off the dog's cum from the chair. Oh, thank God it's a plastic chair. Yeah, because I had to clean it off. And then I did. Oh my God. I'm really telling you this. I did the craziest thing. I scooped up a little bit of the dog's cum with my finger and then I played with it. Not really played with it, just observing it in my hand, like the texture, how it smelled like. And then I tasted it, okay? Yeah, it was so weird. It was so weird. I had no idea what came into my mind, but I did that. And so yeah, I had to clean up the dog's cum from the chair. Had to pretend that I spilled some food onto the chair and I got rid of the tissues that I used and I washed my hands thoroughly. And I had to get another order for my lunch because yeah, the dog ate all of my chicken adobo and I only had vegetables. So yeah, I got back to the office and I pretty much could not think of anything else throughout the day. That's why I tried calling you, but you weren't answering, so whatever, bitch. Anyway, yeah, that was an exhausting story to tell. I think I'm gonna fall asleep now, but yeah, we should talk sometime. Call me when you're not busy, okay? I miss you. Miss talking to you. All right. Bye.